Talon had been in the pool of knowledge, and that changed everything. As Luke was contemplating this, Talon reached the bottom of the ramp and stopped. He stared out to sea for a long time, and Luke began to worry that the Sith was actually seeing the white cliffs of the distant Temple Island, that despite the hazard suits the High Lord and his followers were wearing, Talon had somehow learned the secret of seeing through Falanasi illusions. Finally, the Sith turned back to the beach and studied the sand, either gathering his courage or biting back his pain. Then after a moment, he raised his head and looked directly into the sniper scope.
"Come now, Master Skywalker."
Talon's voice reached Luke more inside his mind than in his ears. A simple enough force trick, but nonetheless one that sent a chill down Luke's back.
"There will be time enough for that after we talk."
Luke replied in a normal speaking voice. "You expect me to come down?"
"Well, you haven't blasted me yet," Talon countered.
Luke pressed the trigger and held it down, then felt his jaw drop as bolts began to ricochet off the High Lord's palms. It wasn't the deflection of blaster fire with a bare hand that shocked him. He had fought plenty of Sith capable of that trick. What amazed Luke was the speed with which Talon had moved. In the nanosecond it had taken the first bolt to cross the distance between them, the High Lord's hand had risen to deflect it, traveling so fast that the appendage had literally seemed to disappear from one place and reappear in another. After tolerating the volley for a couple of seconds, Talon grew weary of defending himself and crooked a finger. Luke tightened his grasp on the long blaster, expecting to feel it being ripped from his hands through the force. Instead, he found himself sliding out of his hiding place and tumbling through the air as he dropped toward the beach. Luke tossed the long blaster aside and snatched his lightsaber, then quickly used the force to right himself before he reached the beach. But Talon did not hurl him into the sand, or even attempt to send him flying into Gavar Kai's scarlet blade. He merely dropped Luke to the ground at a distance of 5 meters, then motioned for Kai to put his weapon away.
"For now, Master Skywalker, we have no need to kill each other."
Talon waved a suited arm at the shuttle behind him, where a large company of Sith warriors stood waiting in full hazard suits.
"You can't succeed, and I'm willing to postpone your death until you are no longer of use."
"Very generous," Luke replied. "But what makes you think I would want to be of use to you?"
"Your son's life, of course."
The hazard suit vocabulator gave Talon's voice a droning quality.
"If you do what I ask, he will leave Padir alive."
"Provided Vistara is released in exchange,"
Kai added. Luke didn't believe them for a moment, of course. But at least the negotiations would allow him to stall and learn something more about what was happening to Talon and how powerful the High Lord had actually become. Luke glanced over at Kai. "Vistara has recovered from her beating, but I'm afraid she and Ben have both fallen ill with the plague." He looked back to Talon, then said, "Assuming Ben survives, I might be interested in your offer."
"Survives?"
Kai's vocabulator buzzed with his rage.
"Have you not been caring for them both?"
Before Luke could reply, Talon flicked a hand, demanding Kai's silence.
"I have no time to wait for your son to recover. I must find Abeloth now."
Even from inside his helmet, Talon's voice sounded more pleading than demanding, and Luke realized that the High Lord's desperation had nothing to do with Abeloth and everything to do with his pain. Talon needed to understand what was happening to him, and there was only one being in the galaxy who could tell him. Luke cocked his brow, feigning surprise, then looked out to sea directly toward the Falanasi's hidden island. "And you really need me to show you where she is?"
"Assuming the trouble is worth your son's life,"
Talon said. He turned and followed Luke's gaze, but showed no sign that he saw anything except the gray rolling sea.
"And of course, assuming you actually know where to find her."
Luke smiled. He was beginning to see how he was going to defeat the Sith. "I'm afraid I'm going to have to disappoint you," Luke activated his lightsaber and started forward.
We may as well get started.
A couple of dozen Sith warriors began to surge down the shuttle's boarding ramp, and Gavar Kai activated his own weapon and stepped forward to meet him. Talon's hand went up immediately.
Hold!
Kai and the others stopped in their tracks, and Luke knew he had read the situation correctly. Han always said the only time to bluff was when the other guy couldn't afford to call. And it was growing clear that Sarasu Talon had a problem far worse than Luke's. Deciding to press his advantage, he took another step forward. Talon retreated and raised a hand.
I understand your suspicions, Master Skywalker,
he said.
But this time I do intend to kill Avaloth. I have seen what she can do, and I'm no more eager to see her loose in the galaxy than you are.
Luke shook his head.
No, he said. You don't understand what's happening to you. And Avaloth is the only one who knows. She's the only one who can tell you what you're becoming.
Talon let his chin drop.
There are some things that trouble me, Master Skywalker.
He was silent for a moment. And when he raised his head again, his lavender face had become a withered caricature of itself. A puckered leather bag with a gray-lipped gash for a mouth and two silver suns shining from the bottomless sockets of his eyes.
Help me find Avaloth,
Talon said.
And after she tells me what I'm becoming, I will kill her. I swear it.